Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson hailed the achievement of the talks, the fourth round in a strategic economic dialogue launched 2 years ago. He said the 10-year energy and environmental agreement is particularly significant as the U.S. and China are the world's biggest oil consumers and biggest emitters of greenhouse gases. The investment treaty, which will take some time to negotiate, would enhance each nation's access to the other's market. The two countries already have a huge and growing trade relationship. The Chinese delegation was headed by Vice Premier Wang Qishan. Treasury Secretary Paulson praised the Chinese for allowing their currency to appreciate 20% against the dollar over the past 3 years. That appreciation, he said, should continue, as it will bring benefits to the Chinese policymakers.
They're going to be able to manage their economy much more effectively if they had a market-driven currency. It'd be better fighting inflation. Monetary policy would be more effective.
Paulson said the Chinese remain committed to having a market-based exchange rate and that bilateral differences concern only the pace of appreciation. For their part, the Chinese called attention to the weakness of the dollar and called for action to bolster the dollar against other leading currencies. Paulson said the ongoing credit crisis that erupted last August, with bad loans in the U.S. housing sector, tarnished the U.S. reputation as a leader in financial services. The Chinese, said Paulson, had regarded the U.S. as a teacher in global financial matters.
Now they see the teachers aren't perfect, and so they want to, we had a lot of discussion, they want to learn from our mistakes.
U.S. and European financial institutions made risky housing-related loans that have gone bad, causing hundreds of billions of dollars of losses. Private sector economists are supportive of the U.S.-China economic dialogue, which they believe will deepen the bilateral relationship and possibly prevent misunderstandings and conflict. The dialogue was launched in large part to deter the U.S. Congress from enacting restrictive trade measures against the Chinese, who are perceived as having an unfair advantage in competing against higher-cost U.S. companies. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.